Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hello everyone, hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to our next podcast. Well, today I'm going to do something very special because I'm going to talk about something that's really near to my heart. Last week, I had a long conversation with a group of people, and we were talking about the difference between going it alone and asking for help when starting a business. Now, this was a really open discussion, and we had very different views on some of the main areas. The main tendency was actually going towards help, so asking for help. And you would probably think that me, being a coach and someone who helps other people, I would pretty much be in that favor. But somehow, I can't get over that feeling that it's not really about help, because help is great and sometimes we all need help, but help has another side effect. Help has really, in a way for me, it means asking someone else to do something you should do yourself. And that's an aspect you have to consider. I mean, if you're falling on the street and you can't get up and you just can't do it yourself, you ask for help. But very often we tend to ask people for help for things we could do ourselves. But we're not doing it because we think it might be easier just to help someone else and let them deal with it. This is a very difficult thing, and I think that you have to be careful with this. There is a very good analogy to this in terms of what circuses do with elephants. I don't know if you heard that story, but you know, an elephant is a big animal. So to tie an animal like this up without actually, you know, so it can't move away, it's a pretty difficult thing. So what they do, they put an elephant when he's really, really young onto a post which is strong enough to hold that young elephant. So when he's just, maybe 50 kilos or so. So a post can hold that elephant. So at the beginning, the young elephant, we're trying to get away from it. So we'll pull and tear and try everything he can do in order to get away from that post. But the post is stronger than the elephant because he's still so young. So after a while, what happens? The elephant just accepts the fact that there's no way to get away from it. So he stops trying. And as the elephant gets older and older and older, he just never tries again. And that's why you can see sometimes when you go to a circus, you can see an elephant be tied to a really small post. When you look from a physical aspect, you know very well if the elephant would just tear once, the post would just pop out of the ground like nothing. But the elephant doesn't even try. And this is pretty much what happens when we grow up. I mean, it depends on your circumstances, but we get told that certain things are just not possible. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And at one point, we just give up. We just don't think it is possible. And we're never, ever going to attempt it again. And asking for help is like, in a sense, is like not believing yourself that you can do it yourself and hoping that someone else can do this for you. So you're going to go there and just ask for help. A good friend of mine, he wanted to become an actor. And he was really trying to figure out, how can I get on stage and can I do things? And how does certain things work? So what he did, he tried to find a local artist who works as an actor, to see if that actor can help him. So he called him up and he asked for help. And they had a really nice conversation, but the actor couldn't really do much and didn't really want to do much for him, you know. So in a way, he really failed. But in reality, all he would have needed to do is just go there and do it himself. Just go and become an actor if you want to and just see how it works, or apply for things and make things happen. But he never even considered that. He asked, and after this, he just gave up. You know, there is a tendency that asking for help, or assuming that you can just ask for help for anything it is you want to do, can also slow you down. It can stop you progressing. It can stop you finding new ways, new avenues, how you can make things happen for yourself. And it's quite important. I mean, who says that you can't do this? Who says that whatever it is, you know, you want to do, you can't achieve? I mean, do you really need someone else? Do you really need to ask for help? Now, I'm not disregarding completely asking for help. As I said, you know, if there is no choice and you really have no opportunity and you know you have none, well, of course, then you ask for help. You know, why wouldn't you? But asking for help because you want something, you just don't think you can get on your own, is a bit like, I don't know. Imagine it like this. You just finished school and you're out of school now. And now you have no money. So you ask your parents, can you give me some money? You know, I want to go to cinema. I want to go do this. I want to do this. Isn't that a bit stupid? Why don't you go and just make some money? Why don't you go and get a job or do anything really, whatever it is, be creative, go out there and make some money and then go to the cinema. beside the fact that it's much better because you feel much better because you've done something yourself and you feel good about it, you also prove to everyone else that you can do it. And if you then come into a situation one day when you really, really need help, then nobody will have a problem helping you. Because there's a danger also that you keep asking for help all the time, you know, and you just hope that you get it. And the worst thing is, I've seen people even complaining about not getting helped. They say, I ask for help and I can't believe nobody's helping me. And I'm thinking, hello, grow up. What you mean? Go and get it. Go and do it yourself. If you don't even try, if you don't even go there and actually make a real effort to make it happen, how can you expect anyone else to make an effort for you to make it happen? So I see a bit of a danger between, you know, going alone and asking for help. I would always try to do it alone first. It doesn't mean I wouldn't ask for advice. You know, I say, I want to do this. Do you have any tips for me? And, you know, if I can get some, you know, that helps me to make it easier, great. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the one who's going to do this. I'm not going to ask anyone to do this for me. There is a quite a famous thing from Nelson Mandela. He said quite a while ago, he said, everything seems impossible until it's done. And that is true. Just because you don't think you can do this yourself right now doesn't mean you can't. Often when you just give it a go and just give it really a try, it will work out. Often you find ways that make things happen just because you want them to happen. It's being on the right side of the road, more or less, you know, being on the side where you look at yourself and say, I can do this. I'm going to be good at this. I'm going to be great at this. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. And I trust myself that I can do this. Or you can be on the other side of the road where you ask everyone for help and then you complain or you feel really devastated or you feel really down and depressed because nobody's wanting to help you. That's not going to work. You know, which side do you want to be? What's your side? Where are you going to be on? So that was my argument in when we had this conversation. We still didn't come to any conclusions, of course, because everybody has his own opinion. And as I said, there are maybe some good reasons for asking for help. And I don't want to take those down. But, you know, just asking for help because you want something and you just don't, because you just don't think you can do this yourself, I think it's a bit of a, well, it's a bit, you know, it's wrong. It's just wrong. Beside the fact that it's not just wrong, it's also quite demotivating because you're going to owe someone because it's not you who did it. It's not you who's done anything. You always lived on other people's help. And somehow that doesn't really cause a lot of, you know, strength and doesn't really cause a lot of trust in yourself. It does the opposite. So think about this. If you're in that situation where you're not sure if you can do this, well, at least give it a really good go. At least try. At least go for it and do it. Do the real thing. Just do it. You know what? How great it is when you made it? It's fantastic. If you fail, if you really go down the drain, at least you gave it a real go. You can still ask. You say, I really gave this a go. I can't get it done. Any advice, any tip, anyone can help me. What I can do better. Don't ask anyone to do it for you. If you ask for help, then ask for tips how you can do it yourself. This is probably the best advice I would give. And it's something I pretty much lived by most of my life. And I think it works. I really think it works. Tell me what you think about all this. What is your opinion about helping others and your opinion about, you know, getting helped, you know, asking for help in general? Or are you more the kind of person actually going to go it on their own and just going to make things happen? Or are you a combination of both? What is it for you and how does it work for you and what really gives you the kick? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.